Will Carroll is the lead writer for sports medicine for Bleacher Report, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Will, thanks so much for doing this. I was under the impression that, you know, there are cold medications available that don't include pseudoephedrine. Is there not?
There are, and there are a lot, especially in the U.S. I'm not sure what is over-the-counter and not over-the-counter there in Canada, but with the rise of methamphetamine over the last decade, Sudafed is part of that cooking process that we all know now from Breaking Bad. And that's why it's so difficult and why they've tried to drive it out of things. And even for the ones that are here in America, it's still for sale, but you can't get it over the counter and you have to sign and there's a national database. So it is a lot less available. But that said, it's still available, and mm-hmm. there still are a lot of players that will take it. In the NHL, you're right. I can remember those articles about how much people were using it and how it was changing things. And when they did start the drug testing program, how it was actually one of the few drugs that they were kind of going to taper off because they knew how widespread it was.
And bottom line, look, I've covered enough Olympics, and I'm lucky enough that I've dealt with people involved in the COC, the Canadian Olympic Committee, who are the chief medical officers. And very simple, you're given an 800 number, and don't take anything unless you call. I mean, the doctor's right there. They'll put you through to a guy. They'll send someone over to the Olympic Village to check it out for you. This is why I don't have any sympathy for Nicholas Backstrom at all.
No, I don't either. You know, I think it was two Olympics ago that there, and I'm trying to remember who it was. I remember it was a goalie, but he tested positive for elevated levels of testosterone because of Propecia, the drug for baldness.
Yeah, that was Jose Theodore, I believe.
Yeah. And you know, you're exactly right. There is a zero tolerance, 100% liability. If you put something in your body, you'd better know you're going to be clear. And if you're going to be clear, if you have a waiver in the NHL, which is possible, unlikely, but possible, you'd better also have a waiver for the Olympics. And, you know, it goes on the player, but you also have to wonder, did the doctors know about this? Did the doctors give him a pill? If he was taking it regularly, that's not likely. But then the bigger question is, what advantage does it give? You know,
right.
Sudafed is not a great stimulant. There are a lot of other things you could take. There are a lot of things that are legal or could be waived through. The waiver policy is there for a reason. And, you know, most of the leagues have taken up with this, and especially in baseball. You know, baseball people always stomp and scream about how many people have ADD waivers and are taking Adderall or something similar. But knowing what that waiver policy is like, it's hard. You know, if you haven't been diagnosed with ADD since you were a kid, if you don't go through not only your own doctor, but MLB's doctor, and the committee doesn't think it can help, you're not going to do it. A couple years ago, they tried to get everyone off the stimulant-based ones mm-hmm. and made them use a drug called Strattera, which isn't a stimulant, but can help with ADD. And for guys who had been on Adderall or Ritalin for most of their lives, it was brutal. Trying to switch drugs, if you've ever done it for anything, you know it can be brutal. And there was a big winter of discontent 3 years ago in Major League Baseball for a lot of players. But I think they do a great job with that.
Will Carroll joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Now, Will, I'm sure that there will be no... I think this was handled properly. I'm sure there will be no further sanctions.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I think Nicholas Backstrom probably walked into the pharmacy at the Athletes Village. Although, I don't know. The pharmacy at the Athletes Village, I don't know if they'd be selling something with pseudoephedrine. Anyhow, I believe that he probably, this was, you know, I got to take this. I've got a sinus issue. Although, as someone pointed out to me, 7 years of the same sinus issue, you may want a doctor to look at it. You know, you may want to be off the pseudoephedrine and get a doctor to look at it and see if there isn't a wider issue. That's beside the point. I think that Nicholas Backstrom, I don't think he had any intentions here. To me, it's just stupidity more than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when you take a look at this, not just his positive test. So far, we've had four positive tests at the Olympics. Is that a success? Yeah, to me it is because, you know, I don't know how many athletes there were, but certainly when the opening parade happened, it looked like a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So if only four out of that big, long, hour-and-a-half-long parade of athletes were using something, then that's a success. You know, much like people say, oh, the Major League Baseball has a big drug problem. I was like, it was 11 or 12 guys out of 300 or 3,000 something. That to me is success. It's a whole lot less than the 5% that we had a decade ago. So the other thing is what drugs they were. I mean, Zyrtec is one thing. The other three were very detectable, very, you know, not nefarious stimulants. And they're illegal everywhere. They're easy to catch. If you're taking them, you're going to get caught. And everybody knows how much you're going to get tested at the Olympics. So I think that's kind of a win for the Olympics. Yeah, there's other drugs back there. And there's other drugs they didn't catch and can't catch. But I think with this one, we shouldn't have to worry too much. They caught a cross-country skier and a hockey player. Okay, good. That's what you're supposed to be doing. If somebody's dumb enough to get caught, then you're supposed to get caught and take the penalty.
Yeah, and the other thing too, Will, is someone pointed out to me when I was covering the Olympics in Vancouver, they were talking about elevated levels. You know, the chances, their concern isn't about a guy who takes one pill because he's got a sinus issue. So there are people, and I use the phrase cocktails, there are people in professional athletes who will take cocktails, and they'll tell you. They find something that works for them. It might be six Sudafed and a Coke. But what I find interesting about this, I when I was in Vancouver, I spoke to someone who competed in the Olympics a long time ago, someone who competed for an Eastern Bloc country. And this person who's now involved in the periphery of the games told me that, he said they did all sorts of illegal stuff in the Eastern Bloc. We all know that. He thinks that he said, I'm sure there are still people using stuff that isn't being detected. I mean, I'm not enough of a Pollyanna to think that everybody's clean. But he made the point that he thought the culture around amateur athletics had changed a bit. So you're still going to get people caught. There's still going to be people who get around the system. But he thought there was more of an awareness now of the whole cultural aspect of performance enhancement than there was in the past. And his argument was, that's a step forward. Yeah, how do you see it?
Yeah, it really is. You're exactly right. There's an awareness now. There's a guilt. If you're going to do it, you know you're doing
exactly
wrong. And some people are willing to do wrong. Some people are more than willing to do wrong. But yeah, there is, especially because we've had to become more advanced. I wrote an article last week about a drug that was very likely at the Olympics. There was a Russian scientist that tried to sell it to someone he thought was an athlete. Turned out it was from a German TV station. And that drug's out there. It's likely in the NFL. It's likely in Major League Baseball. It's likely in the NHL as well. And it's out there. It's for sale. It's cheap. It's drastically effective. It's perhaps more effective for some things than the steroids that we've gotten out of the game. So that alone is scary. The second thing that's scary about it is we have no idea what the side effects on humans are. Mm-hmm. So these people are turning themselves into guinea pigs. So those drugs are out there. We saw with the Biogenesis case that a lot of them got caught. A lot of these guys tested positive. It wasn't they had some secret cocktail of drugs that got them by. But on the other hand, Alex Rodriguez never tested positive. I don't know how many times he was tested. So is it perfect? No, but it's a whole lot better than it was. So has the culture changed? Absolutely.